With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
From the Cleveland Browns Radio Network, the Cleveland Browns Radio Network, and your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. One half of that broadcast team, Browns legend, Browns analyst, Doug Deacon on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Doug.
Good morning, Kenneth.
Do you feel honored that we just played Doug's Groans again, or the Game of Groans, or is this a point of sadness now that we've brought it back?
It's a point of frustration that we have to do it.
Oh, boy.
Your son texted me about it this morning, by the way.
Well, he called and warned me, too.
Oh, I got that going for us, buddy. Go ahead, Tom.
All right, Doug. So, obviously, we've been talking about what's going wrong with the offense, and we've got enough games now. I don't think you can call it a small sample size. I don't think you can blame what happened in preseason or training camp. Now, you've had enough weeks to try to figure it out. You've even had the bye week, but yet the offense still cannot convert in the red zone. What's the number one reason you think they just can't score points, score touchdowns in the red zone?
Well, I'm not 100% sure what that is. I mean, it's very frustrating, obviously, that they can't. But, we see the one game where we throw it four times, where, we're on the four-yard line. You would like to think, when you got a Nick Chubb in the backfield, you could run the ball and get it in there. I think it's a case of not having chemistry. This offense, there's talented people on it, but they just got to learn to play together, and everybody's got to do their job. A couple weeks ago, we go to New England, it's the turnovers and the penalties. Last week, it's not getting in the red zone and not tackling on defense. They've just got to find a way to play consistently good football where, there's not a leak every week that you're trying to patch up and, to make a complete game. They just have not played as a complete team.
What have you thought of the offensive line play over the last couple of weeks, especially this last Sunday against Denver?
Von Miller was not a factor, so you give him credit for, keeping him off of Mayfield. But with that said, you win and lose as a team, and the fact that one part might play a little better than one week than the other, you just have to be consistent and dependable. And the one thing a coach wants is when he puts those 11 guys out there, he knows what to expect from them, and so he can put them in the right position. And if you have inconsistency with the players, then you're going to have inconsistency with the offense or the defense.
Doug Deacon, I'm sorry, Lyme. I gotta continue with this. Because there's been a lot of persecution towards this offensive line over the first half of the season. And at times it seems that maybe the previous play has affected Baker. Baker doesn't trust them. Do you think there's a possibility that Baker doesn't trust the offensive line?
Well, obviously, you feel pressure, and sometimes, it doesn't give you a chance to get to your first or your second or third read. But, with that said, then you go to hopefully a quicker passing game. Then the receivers have to get open. But, the offensive line is not always been the best at the protection. But by the same token, sometimes the quarterback is not putting the ball where it's in the best place. And then there's other times where the receivers aren't always running the right route. So if you got to clean up all three aspects of that to have a successful passing game.
Is there communication? Like Joe Batonio, J.C. Treader, they'd be the senior offensive linemen there. Is there communication that you have, or do you just have to play better?
No, you just have to learn to play together. You have to know what your job is and do your job. I mean, you can't sit there and try to do something that you're not capable of. I mean, if you take the guy out of the play that you're supposed to, depending on how many they rush, then it's up to the quarterback to make the decision. Okay, if they're bringing more than we got blockers, I got to get this ball out quick. If he's got solid protection, then you've got to get through your reads to get to the open receiver. And it's a chemistry factor. And everybody thinks, okay, you got all these great players. Oh, we're going to be a great team. No, you got to learn to play together.
Doug Deegan, join us on the hotline. You've heard so many pundits kind of weigh in and say things like, Freddie just seems in the first half of the season like he is over in over his head. If that is the case, and John Dorsey were to find that to be the case, wouldn't it make sense to maybe strip him of some responsibilities like play calling just to ease some of his responsibilities on game day if he's having so many issues?
No, I'm not sure. I mean, because it's basically Freddie's, you know, offense that they're trying to run. You know, obviously it's a collaboration when they put the game plan in. You have the offensive line coach who's in charge of putting in the running plays. And the running game, you know, for the most part, when you got a Nick Chubb, has been very good. But then, you know, you have to have the passing games, and you got to, you know, set up plays and, you know, take advantage of the other team's weakness. You know, we go up to New England, and, you know, Gilmore did a great job on Beckham. It's the first, I think he caught four passes, but the first three were for like 5 yards. You know, if they're taking somebody out of the game, then there's got to be somebody open someplace else. And, you know, you've got to find it. Some ways you understand, Freddie. You know, this is my shot to be it, and, you know, I got the job because of the way I called plays. Well, something is out of sync right now, and they've got to figure out what it is. And, you know, and I think one of the things, and it's as small as it might be, is, you know, you watch them get to the line of scrimmage. You'd like to get them at the line of scrimmage quicker so that Baker has a better chance to read the defense. And I think, you know, too often we're, you know, kind of slow getting out of the huddle.
Doug Deegan joining us on the show. You know, head coaches, they're a lot like old-time generals. They can be vain, egotistical men. Throughout your experience, I'm not just talking about Freddie, but there's a tendency, though, that people say, well, he's stubborn. Is that something, stubbornness, ego, is that something that can catch up on a head coach and swallow him in a season that might not be going too well?
Nah, you know, yeah, I mean, there's coaches that, you know, are that way, and I don't think Freddie's that way. I think if you want to meet a coach with the least amount of ego, it'd be Freddie. I mean, he's just, you know, good old boy people. And, you know, I just think there's a, you know, not only among the players, but with the coaching staff, you know, having some new people coming in and just learning to work together. And I think, you know, as we look to the last 8 games of the season, you know, you would hope that you see this team start to grow together. It's been a disappointment to this, and a big, you know, disappointment when you sit there and you look at the individuals. But when you're looking at the individuals, you're not looking at a team. You're just looking at this guy has talent, this guy has talent. But you got to learn to play together.
They've had several tight ends get hurt. How much has that affected how this offense can work?
Oh, it's affected it quite a bit. I mean, you know, if you can run a tight end down the middle of the field, that'll clear it out underneath for your wide receivers. And I think, you know, now getting Kareem Hunt back, I think, you know, the thing is going to be how are we going to incorporate both him and Chubb, because you really don't want to take Chubb out of your offense because, you know, he's, you know, it kind of runs through him. And I think, you know, there's a lot of ways, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, if they can use both of them in the offense, you know, put Kareem Hunt at a wing and, you know, run the jet sweeps with him and, you know, use him also as a pass receiver. You know, he's very talented at that. So, they got some new tools. They haven't really found out, the proper way to use all the ones they have right now. But, you know, it hopefully will, you know, make the offense flow a little bit better because of the weapons they have.
So every time we do these interviews, and this is our fault, it's not yours, we've asked you how many questions about the offense. Is the defense kind of fortunate right now? No one's talking about all the missed tackles, all the issues, a Denver Broncos team that pretty much telegraphed what they were going to do before the game, and yet we still couldn't stop them?
Yeah, there's you got to look at the concern. I mean, you're looking at the Bills and the Browns. They're both averaging right around 19 points per game. But then you look at the, you know, points given up per game. That's a little bit different. You know, the Bills have only given up about 16 points a game, where the Browns have given up 25. And of course, a lot of that is, you know, fed off the turnovers that the offense has had. You know, they've set up a lot of easy scores for the opponents. You know, you go to the New England game, they gave them 17 points before you even, you know, got out of the first quarter. And you got to play complementary offense and defense, and, you know, you got to help one another out. And right now they're struggling, you know, to be a total team. And I just think it's a lack of chemistry because these guys haven't played together. Plus the fact that it's one of the youngest teams, you know, that doesn't help either.
I think it's interesting, Doug. We don't talk a lot about the rest of the NFL with you, but I'm curious to your thoughts about what they are doing in Baltimore right now. And, I mean, they you talk about, you know, coaching to a quarterback and what that quarterback does well and how they established a running game and continue to run the football despite the fact everybody knows they're running the football.
And, yeah, the ball, you know, if you can just, you know, get in front of the guy, you know, and wall him off, you know, with a back like Chubb, nobody's going to tackle him with one arm. As Blanton Collier used to say, you know, you just get a body on a body. And when he had Jim Brown, he, you know, who's going to tackle this guy with one arm? So, you know, as long as you have people up front that are, you know, doing their job and you know taking care of, you know, one on ones and things like that, and I think, you know, one of the things is, you know, when you get a double team, okay, you got to stay on the double team, you know, long enough to get a push at the line of scrimmage before you release and go to the second level, and you know, there's a coordination aspect of that too.
Doug, we thank you very much for the time. Hopefully we don't have to play Game of Groans again, but we'll find out coming up on Sunday afternoon. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, guys.
The great Doug Deacon joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline 940. I have a theory of a person who can save the season for the Cleveland Browns, and I'm dead-ass serious. I'm dead serious about this. One person can change this entire thing around, and also...
Yeah, has Freddie Kitchens earned the right to continue calling plays for the Cleveland Browns?
Whoa!
Whoa!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.